This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners.
So blue.
It's Sunday morning. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Let's go right back into the phone line so we can help as many people as possible. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Jim in New Mexico.
Tim. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I have friends in Maine who suggested that I order a wreath from Fiddleheads this year. And I know the first time I've done it, and I think we probably have the wreath that's furthest from its home in Maine and looks great on our door. And it was it's great, and it's I think your dad would be real proud of how Fiddleheads has kind of taken over for your dad this year.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate hearing that feedback. It's good to hear. And I knew they would do him proud, but it's good to hear it back. So thank you so much.
Well, it looks great on our door, and we get people stopping by all the time. And, of course, in New Mexico, you're not going to find a lot of traditional Maine wreaths on your door, but we're lucky to have one. And I want to thank Fiddleheads and your dad for that. And hopefully we will be getting him every year from now on.
Awesome, Tim. Thank you. I bet. excuse me. I'm sorry. It's a little bit warm over there compared to us. So, you know, just keep it. You know, mist it if you need to on the branches, just to give it a little bit of moisture back into it. But it should last a good amount of time for you.
Well, good. Thanks, and have a great holiday and a great Christmas. And again, they do a great job, and I'm sure your dad would be proud.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it, and I'll pass it along to Lauren and my brother Jason. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to help you with all your gardening questions. Last year's windy, cold winter months were tough on your outdoor plants. Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonide's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burns, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging wind out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside and hang them outside. Bonide's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size 40-ounce ready-to-use and in pint, quart, and gallon concentrates. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreaths is available in a pint ready-to-use and easy application for your live seasonal decorations. Bonide products are family-made in America, and you can find them at many different garden centers in New England and around. You can go to St. Aubin's Nursery in Eastham, Massachusetts, O'Connor True Value in Billerica, Mass., or a Blue Seal feed store. Our phone number here, guys, is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And as always, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Now we've talked about a lot of different house plants that you can be having in the house this year for Christmas time. One and only, it's got its name, the Christmas cactus. We've talked about it a few times, and you know, in your garden centers, they'll have it to the right time to be blooming right now. So it'd be perfect to be bringing into the house. It is a type plant that has many different colors, pinks, reds, some whites. The red and the pink sometimes have a fade in the middle with a little bit of white into them, so I do like that. It doesn't like to be overwatered. You want to water regularly during the flowering, but you want the soil to dry out before watering again, so you don't want to keep it wet. It is a succulent type, so, you know, it is a cactus. So it doesn't like to stay wet. It likes a drier condition. So you want to make sure that it'll dry out a little bit. You'll keep the soil drier during the winter months, and keep the plant cool, but nothing below 59 degrees. You want to feed every 2 weeks with a very low fertilizer, and, you know, during the flowering and active growth. But during the you know, cool down period, the dormancy period, you do not want to fertilize this Christmas cactus. You want it to just focus on other things. So that's one of the things we need to do. With that, I'm trying to think what else. It also does not like, doesn't like the draft. It's not something that it likes. Most plants don't like a draft, in the house. I keep, you know, saying, oh, it doesn't like a draft, but it's something that happens. There's a bunch of different styles. But it is part of the cactus family, so remember that when it comes to it. So it does like the warm temperatures. Again, that's the Christmas cactus, and it's a nice holiday plant to be bringing in this time of year. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espoma Organic Liquid Plant Foods. Loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat, and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Our phone number here, guys, is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we've gone over a few different houseplants today, so, you know, I'm going to try to get as many of the different houseplants as I can in the next few weeks and over the winter. Houseplants are becoming popular again. They were very popular, you know, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, maybe. And then they kind of just, people were going away more. They weren't didn't know what to do with them during the winter. But now some of the houseplants have become more, have become popular again. There's a lot out there, and I will try to give more information and pick a few different plants each week. As I talked about today, the fiddly figs, one of my favorites. That was it's pretty cool. The first time I saw it, I was like, whoa, that's amazing. Those leaves are huge. It's just really cool. I'd like to just give out information here and there so that you can find maybe a new plant that you want to add to your mix. There's a lot of cactuses, succulents that you can be doing. Those are very popular and very cool looking. You can buy them in small little pots, so you can get multiples of them. So I like that idea. One of the things I hadn't really seen before I came to Mahoney's in Winchester was they're tiny little pots. They have 2-inch pots with plants in them all the season. They had all different styles. So you can have the mini garden. It kind of, you know, went with the fairy gardening, but it took it off on its own. You can put them in a planter different ways. So it's just something different. It's not the same thing that that you see everywhere. It's different. It's not, you know, your cookie cutter type. It's different than you would see. You can put like, you know, 9, 10 different ones in a pot. and give it away as a gift, or take a look at it this way. It's just something different. I really, really liked it, so I, you know, wanted to pass it along. It's not just big plants. It can be used in small plants as well. So there's that. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Willproof has been in the industry since 1950. It's the first antitranspirant on the market, and it's out there to protect your plants during the winter months. It can also help your Christmas trees and your wreaths. It's ideal for use on evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, laurels, like I said, Christmas trees and wreaths. Comes in four sizes, a ready-to-use quart trigger spray, 1-quart concentrate, 1-gallon concentrate, and a 5-gallon concentrate. They're real easy to use. You can go to their website at wiltproof.com. Again, wiltproof.com to get more information. There's a couple phone numbers on there you can call if you have questions. Again, that's Wiltproof. Now, we got a minute before the break. I want to introduce the next caller, but Nathan, who's on the line?
Marilyn in New Hampshire.
Marilyn, we're going to be right with you, but I wanted you to know we're here. We're going to go to a break, and so after the break, we'll definitely get to you with your questions. So hang tight for me.
Thank you.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we introduced Marilyn. I didn't realize what time it was on the clock here, so I apologize. So, Marilyn, welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. You mentioned about Christmas cactus. Practically all the things to consider about caring for them. But there was one thing you didn't mention that your father mentioned one time, and I really didn't want to believe it was true till it happened to me.
Okay.
I removed the room darkening shades in the window where it was close to, and, you know, just put regular curtains there because I was planning on making newer room darkening curtains, and I haven't got around to do it. And he said that if a Christmas cactus is in a window where at night it's exposed to artificial light, it will not bloom.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, and I know it's true, because this cactus bloomed for 10 years, and then all of a sudden it wouldn't bloom. It's perfectly healthy, but it just won't bloom. But
yep.
I know why. And I think this could apply to someone who called last week, was worried about a house plant that would not bloom. Could be that. And also the guy who was talking about the peace lily, because it's also been said that plants like to have darkness at night.
Yes.
And I figure if you try to think like a plant thinks or operates, it's like it's waked up by this artificial light and it's trying to get light from it. And then when the real sun comes out, it's all tired out.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. I completely forgot about that. I heard my father say that before.
Yeah, like mostly people are concerned about, am I getting enough sun?
Exactly.
But I'm thinking you have to be careful that your house plants get darkness during the night so that when they do get the sun, they can absorb it.
That's That's great information, Marilyn.
I know, because it happened to me. I've got a Christmas cactus that won't bloom. And it's like I'm starting another one in another room, and one of the fronds comes out, and it goes like almost into my kitchen sink. It dips down, and that particular one has got one bud on it. The rest of them don't, because it's this artificial light out in that window, too.
Yeah, it's something I had completely forgotten about.
I didn't want to believe it. It seemed so strange, but it's true. Yeah. Yeah, only the sun, you got to have the dark.
Yeah, and that is very important for plants to know the difference between night and day. So
That's how we were all created. Merry Christmas,
Yeah, definitely.
So thank you.
Marilyn, thank you so much for that information. Something I forgot, but it makes perfect sense, and it reminded me. So thank you so much.
My dad mentioned it, and it was so strange. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it definitely is. So we thank you, Marilyn.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. That was some great information from Marilyn. It's something I hadn't thought of in a long time, and it's something that we really don't think about. Now, if you're keeping a plant in a sunny window, and to get that sun, and at night there's a street light over there, and it's got that fluorescent light, it's almost like it's keeping it up all night, and it's keeping that artificial light in there, and could actually be making it think the days are longer, that it's summer, that type of thing, when the sun's out longer. So if you have a plant that's by a street light or something along those lines, make sure you put that shade down for the night versus leaving it up. It's almost like you gotta put the shade down for you at night, put it down for the plant too. Add it to that nightly routine. But that was some great information, Marilyn. Thank you so much for that reminder. And I remember hearing my father talk about that multiple times, and I was as shocked as you, saying, who even, like, what? How, what? That works? And then it does. It's pretty cool stuff. So thank you so much. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We've got about a half hour left. We'll do everything we can to help you out.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four changes being made in the Trump administration. The president yesterday confirming he's named a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dumford, who is retiring in October of next year.
The president also confirming that he'll be hiring a new chief of staff for himself.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
Winter storms causing travel problems nationwide. One big storm in the southeast U.S. is dumping snow, ice, and rain on several states.
states. Governors in Virginia and North Carolina have declared states of emergencies. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Pamela in New Bedford.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
We enjoy listening to you each Sunday.
Thank you.
We heard you talk about salt marsh hay. So we got some salt marsh hay in Scituate at Kennedy's. And we put it around the rose bushes, as you said, you know, about a foot high. And
yep.
But then I think I might have gotten carried away. I put it... We've developed raised beds in the backyard,
okay.
And I planted lavender and spantalina. So I put the salt marsh hay around the lavender, and I wasn't sure whether I should do that. I know the winter before, I had, you know, five huge, beautiful lavender plants, but they didn't make it through the winter. You know, I had them for probably 6 years, and then the seventh year, they didn't make it. And I know they don't like wet feet. And we live in the city, so during the winter, the yard doesn't get a lot of sun.
Yep.
And so the lavender and the santalina, you know, it's like a cottage garden with sage and thyme and... So I put the salt marsh hay around the perennial bushes that are in the raised bed, but I wondered if I should have done that because, I don't know, we don't get sun and it's rained so much that, you know, they'll never dry out.
Well, no. So I think it's a good thing that you did it. It's not going to hurt them. It would just be like they were in a natural setting, leaves falling on them, etc. So I think this is a good thing to do that you've done to help protect it and keep it in that same temperature so it it stays frozen when the ground freezes, etc. And helps protect them. Protecting plants is never a bad thing. The biggest thing you have to worry about is in the spring is making sure you take it off in time. That's where the issue will arise. You know, the lavender, you know, if it stays on top of it, it's not going to allow some of that green to come back. It's going to start to rot. The plant underneath, you know, most perennials die back to the ground every year. So you don't see much of it. So it's not, you know, it's not going to affect that part of it. It's just the biggest thing about using the salt marché is making sure you take it off in time, in the spring when it's just, when it's too, warm, it's too, you know, you have those April showers, if you will, and getting those. So that's where the bigger part of this is. I think what you've done is okay by all means, and it's going to help the plants. But you just need to make sure you take it off in time in the spring.
So I know. I remember last March we had a northeast storm.
Yeah.
So I guess it just depends on the weather. But
it really does. I mean, it could be March. It could be April. It's really, take a look at the weather, take a look at the long-term forecast. If you see some snow out there, just leave it. If you know, seeing cold temperatures, you can just leave it. It's right when you start to see that change over. You start to see there's no real threat of rain, of snow. There's no real threat of, you know, that heavy, heavy, heavy cold, you know, in the teens, those numbers. You'll be able to tell when the time is right in the spring. It's just leaving it on there too long could affect the plant too much. And that's, you know, I just don't like to see it in there at the end of April, beginning of May. That also means...
Oh,
go ahead.
Excuse me. Well, I was going to say, what do you think the disadvantage of having raised beds is? You know, the beds, our beds are about, what would you say, Scott, 12 inches high? Yeah, our raised beds are about a foot high.
I mean, there's not a lot of disadvantages to gardening or, you know, in the ground or raised beds. It's always, you know, the advantages of having nice flowers, et cetera. I'd say maybe the only thing would be anything real close to the edges of the raised bed, having exposure to the root system. If you have something real close to it, the root system just has that, you know, maybe use a railroad tie, maybe use the plastic timber, that type of thing. It just has that between the root system and the freeze that has like that freeze-thaw effect. So that's the only disadvantage in my opinion, but I don't see it as a huge disadvantage. I think anytime you can plant something anywhere is always an advantage.
So that's where all the bushes that died, you know, last winter, that's where they were, right on the edge. The Santa Elena. You know, they were the foundation for the rectangular beds with the, you know, the gray bush-like. We also have, a historic home, but it's three stories high. And we have a small front yard, very small. And in the front yard is a Hinoki cypress.
Yep.
And it's huge. It must have been here for at least 100 years, maybe longer. And it's just huge, and, you know, it's just taking over. We have a lot of pedestrian traffic on the sidewalk, and people walk by, and it touches their head. And I know this winter when it snows, it's going to be, you know, once the snow stays on it, it'll droop even more. But even the parameter of it, you know, I wondered how much we could trim it. Because it's, you know, right now it's blocking two windows once again, the bottom part is touching people's heads, pedestrians' heads as they walk past.
Well, you can definitely prune that cypress around the areas where people are walking, so it's not just drooping down there. The general rule of thumb has always been a third of the tree can be pruned when you do prune it. So you can cut it back by a third this year. When you could do it in a lot of times you can do it in the late winter to start the season so that it has the whole season to just get that new growth, etc. But by a third is generally the way you should go for it.
So you say to do it in the late winter. And
yeah, so that'd be late winter, early spring.
Okay. All right. yeah, I mean, it's such a beautiful tree, and it just has a reformed shape. But it's I think, because, you know, we've only been in the house for 6 or 7 years, and under it, you know, I planted bulbs and sweet woodruffs, so the soil is probably better than it's ever known. And it's just, this tree is just taking off.
Yeah, so, you know, you definitely can trim it back and cut a bit out of it. It'll really help, you know, thin it out a little bit to allow some of the sunlight to get through, if you can get some sunlight there.
Yeah.
I think pruning something along those lines is only going to be beneficial and help you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's the tree is, you know, almost as tall as the three-story house.
Oh, that's, wow, that's a pretty big tree.
Yeah, it is.
For a cypress like that.
Yeah. Well, we enjoy listening to you each Sunday, and we listened to your dad for years, and my parents listened to your dad for years. But, yeah, we enjoy you a lot, so thanks for doing the show.
No problem. Thank you so much. I do enjoy doing it weekly, so I love giving out information and helping others. So thank you for that, Pamela. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number again, 855-660-4261. Right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Don in Michigan.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and I hope your whole family enjoys it.
You as well, thank you.
I never called your place, but I've listened to your dad quite a few years, and I have one story to tell you about. I started to try to raise some Carolina Reaper super hot peppers. I got five seeds, and the five seeds, two little plants survived, and then pretty soon I only had one plant, and it didn't do anything. So I finally dug it up, put it in a pot. I brought it inside. It's supposed to be the world's hottest pepper in the Guinness Book of World Records, Carolina Reaper. Anyway, it seemed to be doing pretty good. It's now about 3 inches tall. It has 7 leaves on it, and I have 2 questions. First question is, will I get peppers on it when it's indoors? Second question is, will I burn my fingers if I touch the leaves?
So you can get the fruit on it indoors. There's many times that indoor gardening is done and without an issue. Just make sure you keep it in direct sunlight, or you keep it with a grow light. That would definitely help.
I have it in my kitchen, right in front of a window, and direct sunlight comes in every morning for it, and it looks very happy there.
Perfect. Now, as far as touching the leaves and the plant, I think you should be fine touching the leaves. It's really the seeds and everything that's inside the pepper itself that would do that.
I just want to make sure. I don't want to touch my eyes and have to touch the leaves. That's what I'm kind of concerned about.
Okay. Yeah. You said it's the Carolina
Reaper.
Reaper.
The Guinness Book of World Records recently proclaimed a South Carolina-grown cultivar named Carolina Reaper as the world's hottest pepper, registering 1,569,000 1,300 Scottville units of heat, measure of heat intensity. So that's pretty hot, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds it. I mean, I definitely would see you being able to touch the leaves, etc. It's touching the fruit and eating the fruit, doing that. It's really going to be.
Don't take it the wrong way, but if I touch you, my fingers, I'll call you back.
Hey, that's all right. You know, I'm going to look into it a little bit too, and see during the next break see if I'm correct here, because I believe you should be fine. I honestly do. I think it has more to do with the fruit, which it usually does. You know, like, just say a particular, like, jalapeno pepper. I know it's not that hot to some. You have to bite into the fruit itself to get the burn. So let me do a little bit of research during the break. So listen in the last couple minutes, and I'll have a better answer for you.
Hot peppers, I'm going to let my oldest son test them for me before I try it. So.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, once again, Merry Christmas to you. And I
Merry Christmas
program.
To you, too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the last couple minutes of the Paul Parent Garden Club today. Before the break, I had been talking with, I believe it was John from Michigan, about the Carolina Reaper pepper. It's the world's hottest chili pepper. All the research I was doing, it doesn't really say anything about the leaves, not touching the leaves. But what it does say is touching the fruit when you're, you know, if you're pulling it off, to use gloves when you touch the fruit. So I would say, by after reading that, is if there's fruit on it and it's around it, and the pepper's around some of the leaves, I wouldn't touch any of the leaves. I would put on, you know, a pair of gloves, kitchen gloves, etc., to pick it and clean it. The pictures I'm seeing, you know, they might be a little just a little bit too much. But they all have these, you know, these big gloves, and they're holding it way far away from them. But it's mostly, the majority of it is from the pepper itself, coming from the seeds on the inside and biting into it. But some of those oils might come off from the outside, so that's why I would suggest using gloves to pick the fruit. Or if there's, you know, leaves around the fruit, to do that, you know, wear gloves. But if there's no fruit on it, there's no real reason to be nervous. So I think that should help you out there. We'll right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who we got on the line?
Jeff in Colorado.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good. I recently moved to southern Colorado, down in the San Luis Valley.
Yep.
And it's pretty dead out here. I'm trying to get different stuff to grow, and I haven't had much luck.
Now, Are you looking at outdoor plants, indoor plants?
Outdoor plants.
Okay.
I've got 80 acres I'm trying to get with stuff other than sagebrush.
And now are you looking to for something just to plant out there? Are you looking for something to grow, like as in like a crop? Or are you looking for more of different shrubs and trees?
I'd like to have different fruits and vegetables and trees with different fruits and nuts. Like I planted a black walnut tree and some cherry trees. And
okay. Those are definitely are good ones to be starting with. How are you in the mountains or are you in the valley?
I'm in the valley.
Okay. So it's, do you know what zone you're in?
Zone 4.
Zone 4. So it's actually pretty close to what we are in Massachusetts and what we were in Maine when I was from Maine. So you could actually be doing a few of those different types of. You could be doing apples in there. They do like some of the heat during the summer, etc. Protect them from that. So all the different fruits in there. So apples, pears, plums. It's almost like you're growing in the same degrees as we are here in New England, more in like northern New England. So you could look at that. I'm trying to think what else you could do for some trees. Let me think here.
The ground seems fairly dead. I guess it's considered a high plains desert.
Yep.
And, well, so I'm wondering if there's something I should add to the soil.
Well, you should definitely be trying to add like some sort of manure or compost to the soil and add it as much as you can to it. With something like that, you're considered a desert. It's not going to have a lot of nutrients in the soil. So the more you can add to it, the better. So I would, you know, if you can get truckloads of like cow manure, that would be great to add to the soil. It's not going to smell great, but it'd be the best to do it. You don't want a horse manure. You don't want any other types of manures. The best manure would be a cow manure. A cow has multiple stomachs, so it will actually digest the weed seeds a little bit more, so you're not putting weed seeds into the garden. So that would be one to do. What I can suggest for you, Jeff, what I'd like you to do is go to our website at paulparent.com and go all the way to the bottom where it says contact us. And just shoot me an email saying, hey, it's Jeff. I talked to you on the radio today about Colorado. And so I can write you some more ideas that I have. Just not all the details are coming to me right now. And we only have about like 20 seconds left. So I want to give you information to help you. So if you could do that, that would be great.
All right. Thank you very much. I just came across your show and I like it. Thank you.
Awesome, Jeff. Thank you so much for listening in. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. All right, that's it for us, guys. Get out there, be good to each other, plant something. We'll see you next week.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.